SoCal's Country Station, 95.1 K-Frog. I'm Pepper. This is Spirit of the IE. Prop 5 is a ballot measure attempt to end around Prop 13 that was passed in 1978 to protect taxpayers from massive property tax increases. Prop 5 would lower the vote needed to pass tax increases from the current 66% now to only 55%, thus making it easier for politicians to raise taxes. On the line to tell us more is Susan Shelley, president of the nonpartisan civic organization Valley Vote in the San Fernando Valley, and Vice President of Communications at the Howard Jarvis Taxpayers Association. Thank you for joining me.
Thank you for having me. It's a pleasure to be here.
Start by explaining to us, what is Proposition 5?
Proposition 5 makes it easier to raise taxes. As you explained, it currently takes a two-thirds vote to put your community in debt, to pass local bonds. A lot of people don't even realize when they see bonds on the ballot, that's local debt. And those are paid back with extra charges on your property tax bill. And even if you're a renter or you're a business person, you're going to see these higher property taxes pass through because they hit apartment buildings, they hit commercial real estate, non-residential commercial real estate. You're going to see these property taxes pass through as a higher cost of housing and a higher cost of living. So by making it easier to raise property taxes, you set in motion this engine that's going to continuously raise the cost of living in California, which is very dangerous because people won't realize that each of these bonds that's on the ballot is doing that. They never quite tell you who's paying them back, and you're paying them back. So it's important that we restrict how much debt these communities can take on by passing bonds. And we have a two-thirds vote requirement. The public has to vote. The community has to vote. And it needs a two-thirds vote to take on local debt. This would cut it to just 55%, making them easier to bamboozle the voters and get them passed. And we don't want to be bamboozled. We want to be protected.
Why do you say we should vote no on 5?
We should vote no on 5 because, as I said, it makes it easier to raise taxes. And something that's important, I think a lot of people don't realize, is that this goes back even further than Proposition 13. The two-thirds vote to approve local debt goes back to the 1879 Constitution. That's when the two-thirds was put in place to restrict the ability of local communities to go into debt and commit generations of residents of that community to these higher and higher bond payments. And it was actually even earlier in the 1849 Constitution, in the Gold Rush era. Our first handwritten Constitution said that the legislature is directed to limit the ability of local governments to go into debt in order to prevent abuses. And wasn't that prescient? Those people were psychic, because that's what's happening now. We have just billions and billions of dollars that we pay out of our state budget every year in servicing old debt, principal and interest, somewhere between $6 and $8 billion a year before current needs can even be addressed. And that's at the state level. When local communities do this too, then these charges go on the property tax bill. And that raises your property taxes. It gets around Proposition 13. There's no limit on how many of these bonds can be on the ballot and no limit on how high your property taxes can go. You know, Pepper, a few years of this and people will start losing their homes to higher property taxes, and we must stop that from happening. So vote no on Prop 5.
I'm speaking with Susan Shelley, president of the nonpartisan civic organization Valley Vote in the San Fernando Valley and vice president of communications of the Howard Jarvis Taxpayers Association. Can you explain what the Howard Jarvis Taxpayers Association does and a little bit about your history?
Absolutely. It was founded in 1978 to protect Proposition 13, which put a cap on how much property taxes can go up every year while you own your property. And that was really important because in the 1970s, inflation was pushing those property values higher and higher, and property taxes were assessed on the market value of property every year. And the tax rate was a statewide average of 2.67%. And if you can imagine paying, don't do this if you have a pacemaker. Don't imagine it if you have a pacemaker. But 2.67% of the current market value of your property every year as a condition of keeping it. Because if you don't pay your property taxes, the county will sell your house for you. So we have to be really cautious when we see these governments trying to get around Prop 13. and raise property taxes in other ways, we have to watch that because people will lose their homes.
What other groups oppose Prop 5?
Well, there are several chambers of commerce, the California Chamber of Commerce, the California Business Roundtable. All the businesses that would be hit with higher property taxes oppose this. A number of taxpayer groups, a lot of individuals oppose this. This is a really unpopular measure. And the more people learn about Prop 5, the more they're against it.
Say someone has received their ballot in the mail. Should they just fill it out and send it in? And tell us about in-person voting.
Well, there's nothing wrong with in-person voting. You can vote early. You can vote on Election Day. And it's perfectly secure. You can go in and you can vote in person, but you don't have to. You can also take your mail ballot, and that's secure also. You can vote by mail. You can vote no on 5, and you can mail it back in. There's no postage required. You can also go to the Secretary of State's website and sign up to track your ballot. And the address for that online is wheresmyballot.sos.ca.gov. And then they'll tell you that your ballot has been received and counted, and you'll feel more confident about voting, whether you drop it in a drop box or you put it in the mail or you go directly to the county registrar's office and drop it off in person there. You can vote anyway that's convenient for you, but do not skip this important election. No on 5 is probably the most important vote on the ballot for Californians.
Why is it important that we exercise that right to vote?
Because the consent of the governed, it's a fundamental part of having a free government. They exercise power not arbitrarily, but by the consent of the governed. And that means people have to vote and they have to express their views to their elected officials. Because otherwise, if you stay home and you just say, well, this is it, nothing's ever going to get better, and they're just going to do whatever they want. If you say that, you make it true. It's not true unless you make it true. So voting is the most important thing you can do. Registering to vote and voting is the most important thing. And something else, make sure that all your friends and neighbors who went to the Department of Motor Vehicles to renew their driver's license, and now they're registered to vote, and they didn't know they were, but now they are, and they're getting a ballot in the mail, and they're looking at it, and they're saying, I don't know what any of this stuff is. The best thing is to call them up and say, no on 5. That's really important for making sure you don't have to pay higher housing costs and you don't have to pay higher consumer prices. No on 5 to stop the tax hikes. And they'll thank you for that, because a lot of times people look at these ballots and they're just so confused by them. And, you know, that's intentional. They're written in a confusing way. And so we have to unconfuse people and let them know how important it is to vote no on 5.
How can someone join the Howard Jarvis Taxpayers Association?
You just go online to HJTA, Howard Jarvis Taxpayers Association, HJTA.org, HJTA.org, and click the button that says Join Us. And it's only $15 a year, $15 a year. And you strengthen the voice of taxpayers in California, because we are a powerful, influential organization thanks to the support of our members. And the more members, the more power. And we fight for taxpayers in the legislature, in the courts, on the ballot, in the media. We fight for taxpayers to get this information out and make sure that your interests are represented.
I've been speaking with Susan Shelley, president of the nonpartisan civic organization Valley Vote in the San Fernando Valley and vice president of communications of the Howard Jarvis Taxpayers Association. Anything else you think we should know?
Just that it's really important to get everybody out to vote on Tuesday or before. It's really important this year. All elections are important. But in California, we have billions of dollars at stake on the ballot in all of those local taxes and state bonds and Prop 5, which makes it easier to raise your taxes forever. So make sure you don't skip this important election and vote no on 5.
Thank you so much for talking with us today, and let's go vote.
Thank you, Pepper.